Empower Radio presents Out of the Fog. Join intuitive guide and spiritual teacher Karen Hager for lively, positive conversation with light workers, healers, and dynamic wisdom keepers. Get ready for inspiration and connection. This is Out of the Fog on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation with enlightening guests, and I'm glad you're here. So, are you feeling a little stressed? Maybe working through some blocks? I'm fine, of course. I have no stress and no blocks. So, I, of course, am perfect as always. But if you are feeling stressed and working for some blocks, I've got an interesting conversation coming up for you. Human cartographer, hypnotist, and wellness expert Morgan Yakis is here. We're going to talk about self-hypnosis, NLP, pattern interruption, and other tools to empower you to make lasting change. She believes that you can retrain your brain and that as we do that, we can make changes that really last. Are you ready to meet her? Morgan Yakis is a certified hypnotist, NLP practitioner, wellness expert, and she's certified in past life regression with Dr. Brian Weiss. She's a resident practitioner at the annual Spirit Weavers Gathering, and she's hosted her series of Mind Waves workshops, events, and retreats in New York, Los Angeles, and London. Morgan's created hypnotic art experiences at festivals all over the world, and she enjoys teaching regular meditation and workshops at the Soho House. She's written for and been featured in publications like Vogue, Elle, UK, Mind Body Green, Cosmo Magazine, among others. You can find out more about Morgan and her work at morganyakis.com. Morgan, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hi, Karen. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, I love having
happy
you
to
here.
Be here. Happy to be here.
You call yourself a human cartographer. I think of a cartographer like a map maker. What does that mean to be a human cartographer?
It's exactly what you just said. It is actually a map maker for yourself, but also I help people do that. So if you imagine you're going one direction in your life and you hit a wall and you think, oh, I don't really want to be going down this highway anymore. I want to take the exit and I want to create a new route that I can go tomorrow or later today. That's really what I do and I help people with. It's always, the idea is that it's always flexible and that you can have and go in different directions. You can always change your directions. You can always modify. And the territory isn't who you are. It's much bigger than that. So you are in control to make changes. But my practice is the human cartography is really taking the whole person into account, the whole map into account, and then figuring everything out from there. Not just one direction to go in.
It sounds like you're someone who believes in unlimited potential and unlimited possibility.
Absolutely. And it's scientifically proven that we have unlimited potential and unlimited ability, and we can rewire our brains through thought. That's how we get into our issues in the first place, is by wiring and connecting things together. This is how we create our patterns. So just as we can do that, we can undo it by thinking about the positive thing and creating the positive action.
In your practice, do you ever talk to people who say, that's a great idea, but it'll never work for me because I always do this. I always make these choices, or I've always smoked, or I've always had a problem with whatever. I'm always limited by, how do you work with those always and never issues?
Well, in order to make any kind of change, you can either come up with a strategy or use a strategy that you used before, or you can use a strategy that someone else used that was successful. So what I do is I help them create a strategy so that they can interrupt the pattern and put something new in, and people tell me how they want it to be instead. So I'll say, well, you're doing that thing now. That's how you've been up until this point. But how do you want it to be now? And the real issue that I'm really finding with my work and focusing on explaining to people, especially now, is that They usually do not have the files to in their brain to know how they want it to be. So a lot of times I have to build that with the client. And it's just as you said, I don't know, I don't think I can change, but if they saw and felt something different, they would know, their mind would know what to work towards, because there would be a new route, a new map for that. So there's a map for the old thing, the old pattern or program, but there's not necessarily a map for the new one. And if people have a map, existing map somewhere, they didn't smoke before, they can also use that. But it's really about interruption techniques and putting in the new thing and repetitive action and repetitive thoughts. It takes, it takes cognitive work, not only when they're working with me, but outside of that. But it also depends on how long you've been doing the pattern, how many things it's connected into, because it might be connected into everything you do during the day, like smoking. Something like food connected into everything you do during the day. But there might be something that you do just at night, like you're not able to sleep. That's only a night thing. So maybe if you had only been doing it for a short period of time, it's a much easier thing to shift, because it takes less time to unwind the neural networks in the brain.
So I'm thinking as you're talking to me, I'm thinking about like the patterns that I hold. I have some really great ones. I've got some kind of lousy ones. And I'm just wondering for myself, how was it that I created those patterns? Yes, through some of what you said, repetitive, right? I do it again and again and again. I return to it over and over out of habit, out of whatever it seemed like it made sense at the time. It sounds like you're talking about kind of reframing things so that it starts to make sense to me to form the new pattern, even though doing that will also take some time. It doesn't sound like you're talking about like the magic bullet, like you touch me on the shoulder and all of a sudden I never want to eat Cheetos again.
There are people that do that. No, I'm kidding. There's nobody does that. They say they can do it, but they can't. This is what happens with that stuff, with when people say that they can do that, those kind of, I'm going to swing the watch and then you're going to come for a session, is it's not necessarily long term. So the work that I'm teaching people to do, it can be applied to any area, any pattern in any area to create neuroplasticity. So what people can do is to, like you said, interrupt the pattern and then put something new. But the first thing is to imagine that it can be different and think about how you want it to be different and start showing your brain that that's what you want to work towards. And also, if you're doing like projects and things like that, you're having a hard time getting things done, or doing the dishes or whatever it might be, going for exercise. If you start to see yourself what that looks like after you completed that, it gets the brain excited. So it creates a motivation strategy for the brain. And it also, there has to be excitement in order to do things. That's why people say, oh, I don't want to do it. It just doesn't sound fun. Of course, it doesn't sound fun, because what you're showing yourself is really negative. So of course, you're not going to want to do it,
So how does hypnosis work, whether it's self-hypnosis or hypnosis with a practitioner? What happens when we, I don't even know the right word, open up to it?
For self-hypnosis?
For self-hypnosis, is that different from when you are working with a practitioner? Is the process different?
It's similar, but it's you're obviously not having an external voice. So you're talking to yourself. You're using your own internal voice, which is with self-hypnosis. So with self-hyp, I actually have on my site, I could post it somewhere, I think, or on Instagram or wherever. There's a link to a self-hypnosis technique, very quick one. And basically, it's just focusing in a certain spot and going into a more relaxed space, noticing some sounds around you, and then actually telling your subconscious what it is you want to be creating, and then visualizing it and then experiencing it. And then the more you do that, it shows your brain what you want it to be doing. That's really the key, because with the negative stuff, we show the brain the negative things that we want to be doing, and the brain follows that, the mind follows that. So with hypnosis, when people come into the office, I can work with them just talking, because I do a lot of NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, which means it's the linguistics that we use to program ourselves. So a lot of people say they have audio. That audio is running all the time. Sometimes that audio is them. Sometimes it's their parents' voice, but they think it's theirs. You know, usually when someone says should, couldn't, don't, that's somebody else, or that's another part of them. That is a way to keep them safe, a way to keep them in place, or to motivate, so that they can motivate themselves. So what I do when people come in is I talk to them about where and when this issue happens that they want to change, and then how do they want to be. And so what we do, what happens is that with these patterns, I know this is a longer answer, I'm sorry.
I love a longer answer.
With these patterns, there is what I call like a track. So like if you imagine like a music track with a vocal and the music, right? A song that we would listen to on the radio. We have the same thing that goes on in our minds. So one is a vocal track, and then one is actually there's more, there's instruments too. So there's it's basically like a kinesthetic. Sometimes we get the kinesthetic feeling, which is like, oh, I feel that in my chest, or oh, I feel that in my stomach. We might get an audio with that, and then we get a visual. And then if you get all three, that's a doozy. I mean, that's like really intense. And if you're going into the future, that's people are anxious. If they're going into the past, they're feeling depressed. So, you know, and then if they're doing both, that's a lot going on. So, you know, I really start with people where they're at when they come in the office. And I explain to them about how this track works. And what we do is we neutralize one part of the track. So it might just be the audio by changing that around, or it might be the feeling. So I have actually people light up the negative feeling. So how does it feel when you get that craving, when you're bored and you want to eat that food? And then they think about that. And then we find the thing that's frozen, and then we unfreeze it, and then we change it into a more resourceful resource for them, so that that's what their brain is referencing, and then they can start to see how they want it to be. So when I'm working with people, I don't really take them that deep. There is a last part of the session where they get very relaxed so that they can do the work. But I don't do anything like you see in the movies. I just start talking to the person. And actually, the more we go into focus, that's actually hypnosis. It's just to be focused.
So you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. I'm talking with Morgan Yaukes. You can find out more about Morgan and her work as a hypnotist, as a wellness expert, at morganyaukes.com. And that's MorganYaukes.com, morganyaukes.com. So when we talk about shifting that focus, and what sounds to me, you're talking to me about what feels like a kind of creating sacred space, looking at the layers of awareness and helping the person focus on what it is that they want to change and the place where they can make a difference. How does it change people's lives? What kind of patterns and challenges do people come to you with? And how do their lives change after they've learned this new way of focusing?
What a great question, Karen. No, but it's really important for people to know this, because I feel like sometimes people are really afraid of hypnosis. But I was actually in fashion for 20 years before I started doing this. And I had a series of hypnosis sessions actually to leave my business. I was a retail store owner, and I had a very successful business. And I was just wowed by this work. And things that I had been trying to change for years were, I'd sit up after a session and go, oh my God, I can feel like that thing isn't there. And then over a period of time, I would just start to do the new thing. And then that just became normal. And it was so amazing that I really wanted to understand how this worked. It was actually not ever something that I wanted to do. It was just something I wanted to learn for myself. And then it just went down a crazy rabbit hole. And here I am because people's lives have changed dramatically. I'm surprised every time, even though I know that it works. But, I've seen people go move, want live in one state and want to, even people, I've worked with client, like I have a client who's mother is in her early 60s and she wanted to move from one state to another. She wanted to stay in the field that she was working in and get a job. And she just felt really overwhelmed. So after I think we did two sessions, she started inquiring and she got a job and moved to a completely different state, a different city by the beach. And I'm sure she's living her dream life now. So I've really helped a lot of people transition because I think it's also part of my experience, but from one part of their life into another chapter, and to really help them create action steps. I've seen people lose my dad, for example. He lost 100 pounds from work that
Wow.
we did together, and I am also a health coach, so I helped him cut out some things out of his diet, and now he's walking 2 miles every day. And I mean, he was quite heavy, and he's really healthy now. I've seen, people that were in bad relationships leave or, create really positive outcomes. I've seen clients who were at odds and maybe hadn't talked to their family in a long time and hadn't really been able to spend time with them go from there to actually really having a wonderful relationship with them. People that were bingers and eating or didn't sleep to really being able to eat healthy and just eat a little bit of what they like. Because I know when people eat sugar, they're like, oh, but I can't just have a little bit. Well, you can just have a little bit. So, and people sleeping. I had a client who said she hadn't slept in 10 years, more than 3 hours a
Oh
night.
my gosh.
And the first session, she slept 6 hours. So, but it's all about when the person comes to me. I know that in the beginning you asked how to, people, they say, oh, I can't do that. But a lot of people really want to make a change by the time they get to me. So that's very helpful because they really want to do the work because that's really a part of it. And I support them in that and helping giving them action steps and things that they can do. And it's just, I can't tell you the emails that I get from people. It's just really amazing, just people's lives really changing. So.
Now we're in a time when all our lives are changing, maybe not in a great way. There's a lot of re-examination of our relationships with each other and our mortality and our inner lives and our outer lives. And you've said that we're all in an open loop during this time. And that to me, I don't know what you mean by open loop, I'm about to ask you, but to me, that's like anxiety. What's going to happen? How's it going to be? Where's it going to go? How are we going to know? What do you mean about the open loop? And is there a way to close that? If we're looking at ways to retrain our brains, ways to have those more positive patterns, how can we do that even when things are so wacky as they are now?
Well, one thing is to, I know that nobody likes to hear this because they say they don't know how to do it, but one way is to stay in the present for now, especially because there's a lot of things we can't control. And one way to do that is to ask yourself, what do I need to do right now? Like people tell themselves to be present, but they don't actually know, the brain doesn't know what that means. So you have to give it the brain a context. And so if you tell the mind, hey, you just need to write that email, or you just need to go for a walk now, or make lunch, or just do nothing. The brain will refocus itself and become present. And that's the quickest way I've found to be present and not go too far out in the future. If you catch yourself, try not to catch yourself going out in the future if you're going to be thinking about negative things. The open loop. Because our brain runs on programs, it's constantly trying to finish programs, and the conscious mind is collecting information, and then the subconscious mind is creating the a file in order to keep us safe. So it will run either the last thing that happened or, something that's been imprinted to tell us how to do that thing. And it makes shortcuts. So it will shortcut something. That's how, like, if you were, having a nice evening out and you, let's say you had an argument with someone, but everything up until that point was great. Your brain would shortcut it and show you that that whole night was ruined. People go, oh, the whole night is ruined because the brain populates things in a certain way. So what we need to do when you're thinking about the future, and you actually do not know what's going to happen because nobody does, and that's what the open loop means. The brain loves closure. So give it something that it can hold on to for the moment, which is just seeing yourself thriving in the future. It might be just seeing yourself be in a positive state. It might be seeing yourself finish or complete things that you need to do. It might see things just seeing yourself being okay and being in a job or being secure or safe or whatever it is that you're worried about. Try to give yourself some small or big closure with that in a visualization really helps, not just audio. So using audio and a visual together. So, I don't know what's going to happen in all of this. None of us do, right? But I've just been trying to stay in the present. I've trying to stay really grounded and healthy and do what I can to that I know that makes me feel good. And also, really try to be kind to people and try to connect with friends or family or people that love you so that you can have that support. But seeing positive outcomes, even if it's just you feeling safe, is a really good thing. Or doing the things that you want to be doing in the future, that will close a loop, giving your brain some kind of resolution or an outcome will close the loop. Does that answer your question? I know this is a much long, maybe it's a longer answer maybe,
You don't lose points on this show for long answers. In fact, we award points
but
for longer answers. You've got like 800,000 guest points now. That's very good.
Oh wow. What's
Trade those.
the top score? No.
You have it. You won. And there's Cheetos for everyone at the end.
Sounds good.
I know we're just in our I know we're just in our last few minutes together, and I'm craving Cheetos now for some reason. I
The power of suggestion.
Suggestion.
You're a hypnotist now.
Well, that idea, I wonder if we all kind of are, because the way,
Yeah.
right, the way we talk to
We
ourselves.
are. I'm so glad you said that we're all hypnotizing ourselves.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
what you're talking to me about here is about unlocking the power of our imagination, the power of our ability to see and know and feel and create different outcomes. It feels to me like you're talking about the opposite of everything is locked in.
Yeah.
You're what it sounds like you do in your work is open up that potential for
Yeah.
people.
And I want to say one thing is that a really great thing to say to yourself is, what are all the things I'm not seeing about this situation that I could be seeing? What could I be looking at that I'm not looking at? Because what happens is when you get stressed, it gets very myopic and you zoom in. You don't see all the other, possibilities. And that's what this work does. It really brings people into a more relaxed state so that they can see a more broader view, an overview, and then see more solutions. And that's what we want to do. And that's why I really like something like binaural beats, because I actually have a playlist on my Spotify that I've made that people could access, and it's a great way to change your brain waves
Okay,
in your state.
so we're at the place where I ask you to say what your website is, and then can you
Okay.
also tell us how to find you on Instagram? And I'd love to find that playlist on Spotify too. So how can we get to you and book appointments and do all those good things?
Yeah, you can just go to my website, to my appointment page, and everything's there. People can book. There's information. There's even there's a great article that was with me, an interview with Goop magazine or Goop Online, and you can look read that, and that tells you more about how I work. My website is just my name, morganyakis.com, and my Instagram is mindwaves. It's mind_waves, or you can probably just put in my name and you'll get that. And Spotify, you can find me. I can also send you the link, and you can access that binaural playlist. And people, if they want to email me and ask me questions, that's great too. I'm happy to answer any questions or further, things that they want to, if they want to work on certain things and they're not sure if I can help them, I'm happy to answer any questions about that.
I'm
just
perfect.
here to help.
Oh my gosh. So that's perfect. Morgan, thank you for being on the show. I'd love to have you come back on to talk about all the cool past life stuff that you do. That's a
Oh, yeah, that
whole
would be.
show in itself. So there you go, listeners, a preview of coming attractions, I hope. Morgan, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Karen. You're so wonderful, and I'm excited to support you and connect with your listeners. So thanks for listening.
Oh, thank you. That is Morgan Yakas, and you can find out more about Morgan and her work at morganyakas.com. That's Morgan, Morgan, Yakas, Yakus, morganyakas.com. You can find her on Instagram. She's mind_waves. You can find her there, search on her name, and search for her on Spotify and see if you can dig up that link to the special playlist. And you can always find me at karenhager.com. It's a great place to find out about upcoming classes and events. You can even book a private session there if you are so inclined. And thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.